You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 253, Lightning Crashes by Live. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Most artists, and humans for that matter, are fascinated by life and death, the cyclical nature of how something dies and something new begins. All sorts of songs across all genres have been written about it, from Elton John's Circle of Life to Bette Midler's The Rose and Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl. On this week's Lyrics Undercover, we look at the popular early 90s rock take on the Circle of Life with Live's Lightning Crashes. The band Live began in York, Pennsylvania back in 1988 and consisted of Chad Taylor on lead guitar, Patrick Dahlheimer on bass, Chad Gracie on drums, and Ed Kowalczyk on vocals when the four played together in a middle school talent show. They went through several band names including First Aid, Club Fungus, Paisley Blues, Action Front, and Body Odor Boys. They settled on Public Affection for their first cassette and began to gain a name for themselves. After playing regular shows for some time at CBGB in New York, in 1991 they gained an actual record contract with Radioactive Records and became known as the band we know today as Live. The song was written by Live's lead singer, Ed Kowalczyk, on his brother's acoustic guitar while still living at home. He just sat down one afternoon and began to contemplate the circle of life, especially in a hospital. When interviewed about the song, he said, "I envisioned it taking place in a hospital where all these simultaneous deaths and births are going on, one family mourning the loss of a woman while a screaming baby emerges from a young mother in another room. What you're seeing is actually a happy ending based on a kind of transference of life."
Feeling coming back again, like a rolling thunder chasing the wind, forces pulling from the center of the earth. I get, I can feel it.
The heartfelt analysis of Life spent 10 weeks at the top of the Billboard Hot Mainstream Rock Tracks and was one of the many popular songs the band played at Woodstock 94. The song was dedicated to their high school friend Barbara Lewis, whose death by a drunk driver actually sparked Kowalczyk's pensive thoughts about hospitals and the fragility of life.
Lightning crashes, oh mother cries. This moment she's been waiting for. Thank you.
There is an analogy to some of the song. Barb donated many of her organs, and so along with the general circle of life, Kowalczyk intended to extend the metaphor of how Barb's death caused many other lives to continue on. Her donated organs were distributed, including her heart and her pale blue eyes, to people who did not know if they would ever get the chance to be well and live a full life. Barb's surviving family members actually were allowed to know the identity of the man who received her heart, and they have created a relationship with him since the incident. As of 2002, the last report from Barb's family on the incident, he was still doing well, and her brother-in-law described him as, quote, one of the most genuine, caring people alive. As the 1990s progressed, Live began to dedicate this song at concerts to the victims of the Columbine shootings and their families, and continued to play it as a testament to the circles of life and death, senseless and divine, that for each person taken from this earth, another is put on it. Though Kowalczyk left the band in 2009, his legacy of great songwriter lives on through songs such as Lightning Crashes. In some ways, one can look at his leaving as a form of this life and death cycle. As he left to pursue other parts of his life, Chris Shin stepped into his previous role and got to live a new life. Each different meaning behind the song, even those imposed on it by listeners for the last 18 years, are valid, and simply perpetuate Kowalczyk's desire to perpetuate that cycle of the death of people, ideas, and moments, and the life of new ones so that the energy of the universe continues on. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Marlisa Das and hosted by Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.